Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
They've got a few personalities, too. Tariq Cohen is among them. And Anthony Miller is among them also.
And Akeem Hicks is fun.
He's fun when he's destroying people.
And Khalil Mack is dominant. And Eddie Jackson. I want to get Eddie Jackson
on
the show.
Reed.
It's Ed Reed.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah, I want to get him on the show.
Get Eddie Jackson on the blower, will you?
He just seems like wise beyond his years. The guys gravitate towards him.
Oh, the Kool-Aid is flowing today.
He's conducting that song.
Just let it wash all over you, Danny.
Like, I can't decide which unheralded non-first round young player I'm going to like more, Anthony Miller or Eddie Jackson.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Because, everyone's going to have Mitch Trubisky jerseys. Everyone's going to have Khalil Mack jerseys. But if you want to be, the hipster Bears fan.
Is that what you're aiming for?
I don't really wear jerseys anymore. But
yeah.
Tariq Cohen, Anthony Miller, Eddie Jackson are really good nominations for, second-tier Bears that are going to be fan favorites in this city. Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, I think you're right. And when you look at the linebackers, Mack is clearly the fan favorite.
Roquan had the missed tackle on Diggs.
I think he's been terrific as a first-year player. I have no quarrel with Roquan Smith. Arrow is pointing up, my friend.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. John Paxson.
We're bringing these guys into the league so early now. And even Wendell, one year at Duke, had one year of Coach K. You think what he would have learned in 3 or 4 years under Coach K there, So these guys, they don't know everything. They don't know sometimes how to be a pro, how to work as hard as you need to work every single day. But it all goes back to that practice floor. And that is the most important place for any basketball team, but especially a young team, because that's where everything, the foundation of anything you do is set. And then what you try to do is get to carry over the game. So, I'm not expecting miracles. You have to have a spirit as a basketball team. You have to have that. It bothers me when I don't see it, and it bothers me when people think that's not a necessary thing for a sport team. You have to be connected, and I truly believe that.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Herron.
To me, the fact that we're starting to see Mitch Trubisky trending in a positive direction, where it's really key, where it's crucial for the great quarterbacks to be at their best is, of course, late in game.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
You have to go to the store.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
The expectation, first of all, is to compete, to be held accountable to competing. Coaches can do that. That's Jim's responsibility now. And the other thing is, in terms of playing the game, I felt like we were a little bit too dribble dominant as a team. If you're a team that cuts hard and moves without the ball, pays attention to passing and those little things, then you can be successful. At least you're playing the right way. And that's the other thing I bring all the time, to play the game the right way, unselfishly. And that's coach's responsibility to get the guys to do that. So it's just a lot of things go into this. It's difficult to do, to make change, especially in season, because Jim, he doesn't have a training camp to instill a lot of things. But I think it goes back to the habits every day, the fundamental habits of the game that will make these guys successful.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Online redemption code. Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
.com promo code SCORE.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Look at their front. Hicks is doing an excellent job. Obviously, Khalil Mack is an outstanding player, and they do move him around a little bit. You know, he's moved around where he's sometimes on the left, sometimes on the right. Leonard Floyd is a player that's gotten a lot better. You know, really, you just look at a couple years ago when I was in Washington, we played them, and you can just feel his growth and maturation. Aaron Lynch is always a guy that's made a lot of plays. And then when you look at their second level, you feel their speed. You know, you see why Roquan Smith's a top 10 pick, got a great feel in coverage. He can blitz and finish. Trevathan's been doing it for a long time. And then on the back end, I think, you know, you see all those ball skills where guys are making picks. You know, you talk about, I want to say it's 21 interceptions they have as a defense. Kyle Fuller has 6 on his own. He's got great instincts. He can play with great vision on the quarterback, and he plays with great technique. Mukamura is a guy that you've always seen. Just going back to when I was in Washington, when he was in the division with the Giants, he's a very good physical player. Bryce Callahan's gotten better at the nickel spot. And then when you look at Eddie Jackson, the instincts, the range, you know, he makes a lot of different plays, and Amos is a guy that's been doing it for a long time, too. So great scheme.
What time is the date?
It's 10 o'clock.
I have to be in bed at 11, lights out at 11. We're counting cards.
Coach Wapner. Not Wapner, Coach Rainman.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You know,
that's incredible.
I don't agree.
McVay, that was Sean McVay, yes, going at his press conference on about the Bears starting defense.
Well, how is that incredible recall? Wouldn't you, if you were a coach of a team, wouldn't you, before you made a game plan, would you not watch the tape and determine
what they had? I would watch it.
Would you not? But you know what I would watch?
I would watch, you know what, that 39, he reads the quarterback really well. Oh my gosh, look at 52, the way he throws around offensive tackles. Look at 58, he can really roam sideline to sideline.
Go to our lads and get a depth chart.
Yeah.
And have it in front of you as you talk on a conference call.
You think,
easiest thing in the world.
Did he sound like he was talking off a depth chart?
No,
like he was reading words?
But he didn't sound like Rain Man.
He
sounded like a guy that broke down tape of the opponent as he put together
Kyle
a game
Fuller.
Plan. He's an offensive coach.
Breaks on the ball.
He understands what's going on. I don't think it's...
Hello,
I'm a very good driver. I'm a very good driver. He's a very good pass rusher. He's a very good...
It's freaky how good his recall is. That's the point.
Nah.
No?
Wasn't that freaky? I think you hear that from a lot of different coaches. I don't think it's
genius-level
stuff.
With the description, with the name, the following the names. I get the numbers. I get the tendencies. But, boy... This is a guy, again, if go back, and maybe this is informing my opinion here or coloring my opinion. Remember when he was asked to recall a specific play that he called like a year ago or something last season and he could do it? He has a photographic memory.
Yeah, no, that's fine. A lot of people do. LeBron can sit there and tell you every play that was run as it was run and do that during an interview. I don't think that's that unusual.
You're not impressed.
It's not that I'm unimpressed. I just don't think that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. I'm surprised that so many people are overly impressed, because I think that if you know, he's got a job, he's got to study 31 teams outside of his own. He's got to know what his schedule is, when they come up on the schedule. He's got to spend an off season. You know, that guy should know, every coach should know opposing personnel in the same fashion. You should have done a lot of preseason work on it, a lot of offseason work on it. This is our schedule. Here's what they have. And then you should be breaking down tape and looking at that
stuff. What you're saying is totally valid. And I think not surprising that he would understand the positions and the players who man those positions and their tendencies.
When was their bye week?
They had a long bye week after Mexico.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago. Okay, so you're telling me that when you have to let everybody go, and you're an obsessed person like any NFL head coaches, you're not sitting there looking at tape of catching up on what your scouting report was before you began the season.
But we've all heard coaches who have a hard time, linking names with positions. All they see is numbers, and they see tendencies, and they see guys who they have to block and worry about how they have to scheme. You know, I think what was impressive from a human standpoint was just hearing him connect, you know, Roquan Smith, the names, Kyle Fuller, Amos even. He didn't include Eddie Goldman, which was interesting, but he did have Aaron Lynch. And I think,
well, let me ask him, so and I mean this sincerely. Yeah. Do you believe that his knowledge of the roster in that fashion makes them more likely to beat the Bears?
No. No, because I don't think it changes anything about their ability to beat the Bears. I think that his recall like that, it underscores why he has ascended in his profession.
Fair enough.
As quickly as he's ascended.
I just think
he still has to put
a game plan together.
Oh, absolutely.
He still has to figure out
it's not an advantage that he has because he's really good, has a great memory. It's just it's another trait of him as a coach that you see and you think, okay, I get it now.
Could Matt Nagy do that with the Rams offense?
I don't know.
It
reminded me of Bill Belichick,
Bill Belichick is unbelievable.
Yeah,
Belichick's unbelievable.
He'll go through every player and he'll know this guy. And he had a free agent tryout with us, and I noticed he had bad feet, and then he wasn't good with his pivot and all these things.
I was at the Super Bowl one time. I was the pool reporter on the Monday because Dan wasn't getting there till later in the week. So I was filling in as a pool reporter and I had to talk to Belichick. So you go to practice, and anybody that's ever been a pool reporter knows that you've got to do the introduction to the roster thing where you got the whole roster and you look for every guy and cross out that he's there. Look for every guy and make sure you're looking at the depth chart because you don't want to find out that the center went to Mexico and no one knew about it. It's called due diligence. Yeah. So I'm going through their whole roster. I'm doing everything I have to do. I'm developing the questions I'm going to ask the coach afterwards. And he comes up to me and he's like, yeah, you know, from Chicago, you know, starts talking about Urlacher, talking about the defense, what he likes about the team. Then he says to me, like, oh, you had a kid recently. You know, how many do you have? Like, the guy had done a scouting report. He had all this information about the Bears. He knew who I was, why I was there, and what I was doing. Like, that's how prepared Belichick was at a Super Bowl practice, which, by the way, it was the year they were playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm watching this practice, and they got a lot of Bruce Springsteen going, and everybody's playing air guitar. They're having like a real good laugh. They're joking around. Was it Matt Light, who was the lineman, is doing a Harry Carey impersonation as they're stretching? They were the loosest team I'd ever seen. I called my buddy up after the practice, who is an Eagles fan, and God rest his soul, he's gone. And I said to him, you guys are in trouble, man. This team knows how to win, and they are loose as a goose. You guys are going down. No, the Eagles are going to win. The Eagles are going to win. Well, they got destroyed. That's Belichick. Everything already done, everything already prepared, everything already worked out. But that's part of what you have to be a successful coach in the NFL.
There are 32 teams in the league. And, yeah, people were texting like, oh, it's a big deal. He wasn't that specific. And maybe it's not that impressive. But there are 32 teams in the league. When you have a off-the-cuff knowledge and can recite, you know, every player on that defense, and you could probably do that for the other 31 teams that you may potentially play if you're the Rams, it's impressive. That's all. I'm not saying, you know, build a statue for the guy. I'm not saying give him coach of the year based on his ability to recall. Impressive.
You know, the other 31 teams, you got to know them, but it's the teams you play, right? I'm sure they've done all sorts of legwork. And again, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I don't think the Bears are losing the game because McVay can rattle off
plays. No, but it tells you what kind of guy he is. It tells you what kind of coach he is. He's a pretty plugged in, intense coach. He knows who he's watching.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that there's a lot of those guys in this league. I think it's an ultra competitive. What it tells you, you know, oftentimes before this year, you had this feeling that the Bears, when they were good, was almost by accident. It was almost like they had happy accidents and some fun went their way. And
you think
Matt Patricia
could do that?
Yeah, I do. He's a rocket scientist. I know he looks like he's kind of a schlub, and I know that he seems obsessed with other things. That guy's a brilliant guy. Where did he go to school? He went to whatever the school. I can't think of the name of the school, but it's like MIT.
Ask me a question professionally, and I'll answer it for you.
That guy is a brilliant
guy. I'm asking
guy.
Just to be a little respectful in this whole process. Okay?
Listen, I'm not saying that he's not a slouch himself, and he's corrected a guy for slouching, okay? That is irrelevant to whether or not he's got a good brain. He's a really bright guy. There's a lot of really bright guys. No?
Yeah, sure.
Boy, I tell you what. Last time I tried, no more compliments
for Sean McVay. No
oh
more.
Oh my God, go get no your more. Letterman's jacket on yeah, right. and take a running start no when you're going to hit me.
Well, I think
he's
the big part of it was the delivery. The delivery, how he did it, was like what was funny about it.
He's so handsome too.
I get it, but I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't want to be intimidated by the Rams because the coach could rattle off stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of really bright guys doing.
I wouldn't be intimidated by that either. I would be impressed, not intimidated. There's a big difference.
Luke Kuechly is a guy that you've always seen.
Can you spell it though, Coach? I mean, really?
Can you spell it? Yeah.
P-R-I-N-C-E, Prince.
Well done, Dustin.
All right, we have our blessed time of transition and crosstalk next with our friends and colleagues Dan and Connor, and boy. We're really looking forward to it and excited about it. And if anyone thinks that it's just some mandatory thing we have to do, then they don't know us. They don't know the love that goes on in the hallways, the camaraderie, if you can spell it correctly, that goes on here at the score. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun with it, and we're not going to make any jokes. Mullion Hall on the score.
Fans, up next for the 8-4 first place Bears, a huge Sunday nighter against the Rams, one of the top offenses versus one of the top defenses. It's big drama at the lakefront, and we're covering it right up to game time. So keep it here for the best Bears talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
When you meet a veteran, you're meeting a hero. When you donate your car to the Purple Heart Foundation, we see a hero. Someone committed to seeing that our veterans get the benefits they've earned and deserve. By donating your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation, you're helping a veteran with their VA benefits, post-traumatic stress, suicide prevention assistance, and more. Go to donatepurpleheart.org. That's donatepurpleheart.org.
There are lots of ads out there for home security systems. Cheap, install it yourself, then hope it works systems. But that's not what I want protecting my home and family. I want real security from real security professionals. So I use Alarm.com. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. Our security systems are professionally designed for your home and your family. Alarm.com powered systems are installed by local licensed security experts and are professionally monitored 24/7 so first responders can quickly respond during emergencies. And if you're interested in the latest smart home devices, an Alarm.com system can include smart video cameras, doorbell cameras, lights, locks, thermostats, garage doors, and more. Plus, voice control with Alexa or Google Home. Our systems are professionally installed by local experts who know exactly what to install and how to install it right the first time. Don't settle. If you want to protect your home and family, go pro with Alarm.com. Visit Alarm.com/radio today. That's Alarm.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Napa know-how.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless.